This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Borderline paranormal today.
Yeah, what is it today? What would you classify today's as?
Today is whatever the we want it to be.
I would say borderline paranormal.
No, that's not true either.
When you say some of this shit's kind of paranormal, I would say it's definitely paranormal. How is Bigfoot not paranormal? How is and all that shit not paranormal?
It's mythical.
How is werewolves not paranormal?
I don't know, man. Paranormal.
How are vampires not paranormal?
What's para mean? Like as a phrase, you know what I mean? Is that like ghosts?
That's a good point. What does that mean exactly? The prefix.
Come on, Armand.
I don't know.
Language professor.
I would think
paratrooper.
Super? I don't know. Super would be
supra.
Paramount Pictures.
Para, maybe not quite.
Pyramid.
Not quite natural. I like it.
Pyramid.
Well, let's look it up.
Look it up there, buddy. Anyway.
Apparel.
What we're doing today, we wanted to get away, as at least I did, far away from current events as possible. We know there's rioting going on. We know there's a giant, civil unrest and all that shit. Boy, do we not want to talk about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we just didn't want to talk about it. So we're really not going to bring it up much anymore this.
We don't want to. It's just not for us today.
Yeah, no. Everybody's too hyped up on it. And
opinion. I'll fucking kill us. Let me be honest with you. I'm afraid of getting killed.
Now listen not to this. Really. Prefix with many meanings, including alongside of, beside, near, resembling, beyond, apart from, and abnormal.
Oh, so basically anything we want.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, abnormal. That's so surreal.
Okay. Anyway, we got a couple minutes. We'll let people finish getting their brackets in. It's challenge.com.
So what was the deal? What are they got these brackets? They print them
up
or what?
So we came up with our 32 mythical creatures we want to go
through. Where did you post this?
I'll get to that. We completely randomized it three times in a row for seeding. So it's as random as we can get for the bracket. We put them into a website called Challenge, which is a bracket generator. So the website is challenge.com/ST creatures.
Capital ST.
It doesn't matter, I don't think.
As an IT guy, you think that you would know if it really does or really
depends on which system they're running on. If it's Windows, it's a problem. If it's Linux, it's a problem. If it's Windows, it's not.
Who runs off of Linux, though? I mean, really, man.
99% of the web.
I don't believe that for a second, dude. Not for a second.
Yeah. I thought that was old.
It is.
You're thinking it's Unix? And no, it doesn't matter. As long as you can't really update it, what's the matter? Linux is 90s.
You know, Unix were very valuable slaves. They were probably the Unix? Most valuable slaves to have.
The dickless?
Yeah. And the reason for that is kind of, a supply and demand, because very, very few of them actually survive the actual uniking. Yes.
To verb it?
Yeah. So the gelding. And so they were very valuable slaves.
Huh.
Do you know that?
Why are they more valuable just because they're dongles?
Because they're not as many. Because most of them died during the process of being
gelded. So gets the money, though.
You have the rare dickless slave. That's better than a dick slave.
Yeah, because he's not worried about fucking.
Right.
Just working.
They perform a very valuable service. Stay the hell away from my women.
Yeah, you don't got to
guard the harem.
Oh, there you go.
So they're very valuable.
Neither of you guys watched Game of Thrones, did you?
No.
There was an entire army of eunuchs.
Dickless dudes?
There weren't that many.
Or ballless dudes.
A lot of them died when they emasculated them.
One guy had his dick cut off and thrown in a fire when he was a kid. He heard a voice from the flame after that, though.
Wow.
Whole thing.
Now, when they gild a horse, they don't. They just cut the balls off, right? Yeah, they leave the dick.
That's what they did to me.
Yeah, how they gild you?
Balls.
You were born ballless.
I had a buddy of mine. I won't mention any names. I was talking to him yesterday, and he was like, I knew this was going to be a little subtle because.
Larry, what about his balls?
You're a doctor, right? I said, well, not quite, but yeah.
He can call me.
You heard it here first, folks.
And then he's having a little problem.
He's not a doctor.
Having a little problem in the bedroom. It's not exactly my area. Well, the bedroom is my
little ED.
Area. Yeah. That's what I would consider it.
Are you talking about erectile dysfunction?
I gave him some. It's Dr. Ruth's birthday, by the way.
What's your advice for anyone?
Want to take a guess how old she is?
79.
How about you?
64.
92.
That's what I said.
You win. See, that's why it's your show.
Right. What the fuck, Armand?
What were you saying?
Armand.
Did you need some advice?
No,
boudoir?
No. But what'd you tell the guy?
Well,
protein or something? Like, what's the fix for?
Well, he's diabetic. I told him, you know, you got to control your diabetes.
Amateur teen.
That's,
you know. Not proteins. You need them.
Keep your blood sugar under control. You know, I don't know. Eat a lot of oysters.
They're
supposed to make you potent.
Armand's suggesting seafood for impotency.
We'll give it 3 minutes. Let the timer run out of tone on these predictions here. Get your predictions in now if you're watching live. If you're watching or if you're listening or watching later, well, you done fucking missed it.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
Yeah. And go to the bracket and check out how it went. But you should probably listen to the episode rather than going right to the bracket.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, you can stick your head up a cow's ass.
No, this is not relevant where he's going with this.
Yeah, that's true, too.
He says,
what if nobody wins? What if nobody picks the right one?
It's a point system. So every match has a certain amount of points. The next level up in the bracket is worth more. So if you get that one right, you get more points. So.
Well, you know how they go. Isn't it every year? Is it Warren Buffett or one of those guys for the basketball? Obviously not this year, but.
It's Warren Buffet.
Yeah, Buffet. Yeah. If you pick the bracket, if you do it exactly, you get $1 billion or something.
For March Madness or something?
Yeah, but the odds are like quintillions.
Oh, I'd do it easily.
Nobody there. You have to get everyone right.
Yeah, that's all right.
That'd be difficult. Really? 64 teams, isn't it?
I don't even know basketball.
Yeah.
The odds of you just picking at are just...
The lottery is, you know, like, a million times easier.
You could play the overdogs either on that, and every now and then sprinkle in an underdog, but...
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
You have
luck.
To get everyone right.
That's tough.
Nobody will ever win it. Nobody.
The dude, Sam from Casino, could.
No. Sam not Ruffalo even, or not even him. Even if you're getting 60% or even 58%, you're going to be rich. Really? I mean, you'll have to do 40. What do you have to get? 52% to be a winner with the VIG if it's 10% VIG.
See, I've never bet on the bracket.
Have.
So.
Not on brackets, but on football. You know, every game, if you got 52.5% right, you're about even because with the VIG.
Right.
So if you're getting 54-55%, you'd be rich. Believe me, if you're betting, you know, the way Ace Rothstein's betting.
That's
but you have to get every game. That's forget it.
I'm not going
to
do it.
Nobody's going to.
I'm not
going
to fucking
nobody
do it. No, I mean I could, but I'm not going to.
All right. You don't want the $1 billion.
Fuck no.
Okay.
Well, let's run through real quick and just run out what kind of creatures we've got in the list. That...
Yes, I can't wait.
So let's start off from top. Dragons, obviously, naturally. Those are badass. Fairies, from the biggest to the littlest.
Fairies. Fuck yeah, man! What do you know about them brownies from the movie Willow?
You think anybody's going to pick fairies?
Dust of a broken heart. I'm going to pick fairies.
Did you ever watch the show True Blood? They had fairies in that show, or they were the fae, rather than
yeah,
the
fae. Well, that's a fae gentleman, yeah.
Yep. Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti, we lumped them together.
We did.
Vampires, werewolves, zombies, sirens.
Sirens? Yeah. Oh, they're good. I like them.
Yeah, I bet you do. Minotaur?
Mm. I don't like him.
Starts with men, so you're not really into it.
Yeah, no.
Training men.
The Kraken?
Release the Kraken.
See, Eric didn't remember that.
That's a Norwegian. That's Norwegian.
No, that's Greek. It's Greek.
Yeah, but it's like in the maelstrom up in Norway. Right? I don't know. Where's
Kraken's
the Kraken?
Kraken's used all over the place. Yeah,
it's a sea monster. Right?
Yeah, Ernie.
Basilisk.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Basilisk stare, yeah.
Ernie.
Turns into stone, right?
The leprechaun. That's a good one.
Oh, they're
you don't like leprechauns? They got
anything
pots
that's
gold.
On a... Lucky Charms box.
Also seen in...
You should put them against
St. Patrick's
fairies.
Day.
True.
Okay.
What else we bullshit. Got? They're not fairies.
You got the Chimera?
No, we got some
Chimera. Yeah, Chimera. That's my favorite one.
There's
a bunch
of
them, Armand.
But he didn't put Chimera on there.
We discussed herpes. We literally had this discussion.
Herpes?
I don't have herpes. You have herpes.
Harpies.
Oh, harpies.
Hydras.
Okay.
And Hydras.
What about mermaids and mermen?
Merpeople.
Merfolk.
Merfolk,
yeah.
Merfolk with the pearl trident.
I don't like these choices.
Phoenixes?
I thought there was only one phoenix.
Feni?
Phoenices.
No, well, you're wrong. But there's a...
Well, you're wrong. Obviously, you haven't seen Trans Am from the 80s.
For real. What about...
stupid bird.
Unicorns. What? You don't like unicorns? We should have put Pegasus. We didn't put Pegasus.
Yeah, what are hippogriffs? We left out all the good ones.
No, we didn't.
Chimera, the...
Centaurs?
Armand, we can't put chimera whenever there's 17 different.
Do you know chimeras. What a chimera is?
Yeah, it's just half. two fucking things no, mixed
it's
together.
It's what's got a, it's got a it breathes fire. It's got no, a you're it's got a goat's body and a lion's head And it's three different animals.
It reminds me of the manticore then.
Yeah, it's kind of like a manticore.
Yeah.
The old manticore.
Which a manticore is on our list. So
that's close.
Yeah. If you're okay with manticore, right, we'll go for that. Centaurs, Medusa, or Gorgons.
Gorgons, yeah.
Cyclops.
Yeah.
And the manticore, which has a vaguely humanoid head, the body of a lion, and the wings of a dragon.
That's the manticore.
It has tail ends of a cluster of deadly spikes.
Okay.
And now, instead of fire, it breathes
chimera,
beer.
Chimera has a lion's head, goat's body, and a serpent's tail.
What a shitty body to have.
What did a manticore have? What's a manticore?
Head of a human, body of a lion, wings of a dragon, and a tail that has deadly spikes all over the
Pretty
end.
Close. All right, I'll go with the man. All right. Well, I already made my pick.
And it's got rows of, like, dozens of rows of sharp teeth, the manticore does. Big old open mouth. It was, whenever I was a kid, manticore is one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Fawns.
Fawns?
You're talking about
that's fawns.
Fawns, fairies, leprechauns. What kind of crap is this?
These are mythical creatures, Armand.
Harpies, of course. You like harpies, don't you?
Yeah, he's had a case or two.
Griffins.
That's like a flying horse, isn't it?
No, man. It's like a giant eagle type of
that's
creature.
That's a Pegasus.
Well, yeah.
Giants.
Well, Bellerophon was a...
Straight out giants, Nephilim.
That's a rather vague term, isn't it?
Mound builders.
Kappas. Are you familiar with kappa? It's Japanese?
Yeah, coppers.
It's a Japanese water spirit.
Yeah.
The children were warned about that would take them under the water if they got too close to the water.
Isn't that like a lamia?
Labia?
It's kind of lame.
Lamia. Yeah.
Oh.
Not yeah, really. It's a water...
Water spirit type of thing.
They drown sailors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Giant spiders, you know, miscellaneous, like the one from Lord of the Rings, for instance.
They're mythical.
Or eight-legged freaks.
That's mythical.
To me.
Demons, standard demons. There's demons of all sorts.
Succubus, incubus.
Yeah, we discussed that.
Lamia is a mythical monster, the body of a woman, or the head and breasts of a woman.
The labia?
And the body of a snake, said to prey on human beings and suck the blood of children.
I'm going to have to
pass. I like that one.
It's a hard pass.
It's better than that stupid Japanese.
The kappa? Well, they'll probably lose first round. But, you know. What about Nightmare? It's like a horse.
Horse.
Flame hooves.
Isn't that...
Blaze fire kind
of. Whose horse was Nightmare? Wasn't that...
A lot of people in mythology have had a Nightmare.
No. The name of the horse was Nightmare. Was that... No.
I had a horse named
Washington
Nightmare.
Irving. The Headless Horseman.
Yeah, Ichabod Crane and all that.
Yeah, the Headless Horseman's horse.
Was it called the Nightmare?
I thought it was, yeah.
Hmm, it could have been. A mummy?
Of course.
Shapeshifters, various types of shapeshifters.
Would you call...
Jinn. You familiar with jinns, Armand?
Do you know what a jinn is?
A genie.
Jinns or a freet.
We call them freets, yeah.
Why do you do your keyboard like that? Push over so that you got the whole thing.
And gargoyles, last but not least, gargoyles.
Oh, right from Notre Dame.
Did you know I got a tattoo of a gargoyle, Armand?
Do you really?
Do you?
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Where, on your tush?
That's kind of like a gargoyle, yeah. It's pretty ugly.
Yeah, I guess.
Fuck you guys. It was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, why would the fuck would you get a tattoo of a gargoyle on your arm?
Well, you know.
It's free, huh?
Seemed like a good idea.
Free tattoo, but anything you want.
Want to give a plug to the artist?
No.
All right. It has begun, so let's start the tournament.
All right, well, like fucking first match, man. It's already a difficult
Hydra one. Versus zombies. What do you got, Armand? The Hydra versus zombies. The Hydra's a badass monster. You have to cut off a head.
Well, that's what I'm asking. What are
two more grow? I mean, it's just what do you think's better? What's cooler? What's more badass? What's a better mythological creature?
Hydra.
I'm going zombies.
Zombies for days.
Well, zombies are stupid. Hydra is actually cool. You cut its head off, it grows another one.
You cut a zombie's arm off and it doesn't fucking die. You cut a zombie's head off, it doesn't die. You have to hit it in the brain. That's pretty fucking cool.
That's true.
What's been better movies, Armand, for you? Hydra movies or zombie movies?
You're not giving me the parameter. You're asking me what I think is a cooler monster. Yeah. I'd say a Hydra anytime. Well, I mean, it's a fucking opinion. Zombie. It's a dead.
Listen, a bunch of zombies could kill a Hydra.
A bunch of Hydras could kill a bunch of zombies.
A zombie Hydra could kill every one of them.
That's true, and that's what it would be. After hybrid. One zombie bit, it would be a zombie Hydra.
Yeah.
All right, well, you made your choices.
Therefore, making it a zombie.
But all right.
Let's see what chat's saying. Chat, zombie or Hydra?
Hydra. There you go. Somebody said Hydra.
Rat Fink says voodoo zombies are more fascinating. They're actually kind of pretty cool. They're a lot more
They're
like
that's like Haitian voodoo. Yeah, right. That's
voodoo,
cool.
Voodoo. Armandu voodoo.
Armand.
What's the other?
Like a Hydra.
There's voodoo and then there's hoodoo, which is slightly separate from voodoo. Familiar with that? Hoodoo?
I've heard the term you making hoodoo, that up, but isn't that a curse or something? Or
he's
like
making
a,
that
it's
up.
Another type
you
of voodoo.
Put the hoodoo on you.
Yeah, no. I about said, what was it, the Sheeny curse? But that seemed racist. What was that
mean? It is racist.
Is it, what's that mean?
Clerks 2.
It's a Jew, isn't it?
Is that what it is? Oh,
yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well, I don't mean any...
Yeah, we don't use that term.
Very anti-Semitic, you guys are getting here. So zombies, 2-1, right?
We got a Hydra from Diane. She's just picking because she likes you.
Oh, thanks, Diane.
Peach says
Hydra. I like her, too.
Well... Too bad it doesn't matter what they all think. It
what are you
is
talking
zombies.
About? I got, who else got a Hydra there?
That it's polling the panel.
Light Peach.
Okay.
Hydra's a cool one. I don't know. You guys are fucked.
You're fucked. You should have put got your predictions
fucked.
In. Oh, fuck you.
I hate you.
No, fuck on you.
Centaurs versus zombies is our next matchup.
What are, oh, I mean, not zombies. We just had zombies.
Centaurs versus giant spiders. Sorry.
Centaur. Giant spiders.
Really? I would have said giant spiders, man. That's fucking scary. Little spiders are fucking scary. Big spiders are scary.
Can you imagine an army of horsemen?
Giant spiders are super scary.
Can you imagine an army of horsemen?
Yeah, well, you could. I think you could easily get through with a machine gun and a horseman. I think.
Are we talking about which one's scarier, tougher, what?
It doesn't
cooler?
Matter.
Doesn't
cooler.
Matter, Armand.
It's however the cool. argument works. It's however the argument works.
I bet this a centaur could get. I bet a centaur could get more ass than
a
giant
centaur gets
could.
Laid more than a
for
ugly,
sure.
big ugly spider.
You're just jealous because they got your body with the dick of a horse.
I know.
Which is what you've always wanted.
Of course, I'm jealous.
Armand's jealous of the horse cock.
What do you guys think out there?
Centaurs, man.
Centaur versus spiders.
Horse. That's just dumb.
Yeah, we got centaurs coming in. Centaur. All right, I'm going to go ahead and agree with you guys. Well, no, I don't agree, but I'm going to go ahead and let you win.
You just let me
Well, Hydra's won, too, but you're not going to give me that? Look how many Hydras are up there.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter for them. It's just you two. You
oh,
two
they were
are,
talking
it's
about
three.
Weed. It was Hydro is what they said.
Oh, Hydro is way better than zombies. Yeah.
This next
Hydro will turn you into a zombie, really.
This next one's cake.
Next one, we got the Basilisk versus the Werewolf. That is a tough one for me because Basilisks are pretty fucking cool.
That's not true either.
But Werewolf. Werewolf, I mean.
Werewolf for days. What do you think?
You ever see The Howling?
Yeah, I guess I'll go with Werewolf. But
well, what's your reservation there, Armand?
Well, because basilisks will turn you into stone. I mean, that's pretty tough.
Allegedly.
That's bad.
Werewolf turn you into a werewolf.
We got a Medusa, too.
Yeah, well, that's
werewolf
a cool
would turn
yeah,
into werewolf.
Had to stare at you. Basilisk, the werewolf has to bite you, right? Or
werewolf that's fuck true. You up, Armand.
Although, did he, in the American Werewolf in London, did he bite him or scratch? Because he had little scratches on him. Remember David Naughton?
Yeah, I don't know.
One of my friends used to date him.
A werewolf?
Come on, Armand.
David Naughton, before he became a werewolf. When he was doing Dr. Pepper commercials.
What's his name?
David Naughton.
David Naughton.
No, your friend. Ah.
Wish I had a basilisk right now.
What about Teen Wolf?
Stone.
You ever see Teen
that
Wolf?
That was stupid.
Oh, you didn't like that?
Wasn't he playing basketball or
yeah.
something?
Yeah, that was a good fucking movie.
You can smell your stash, or I can smell what you're looking for.
Dumb
yeah,
premise.
That's right.
Dumb premise.
Fuck you, for one.
Yeah, right.
Who was that? Who played that?
Michael J. Fox? Was God damn. Really? Yeah, of course. An American
Forrest
fucking...
Parkinson's, I guess. Teen werewolf with Parkinson's. Now, that's a movie.
Werewolves don't have Parkinson's. I'm sorry.
How do you know?
They heal.
Why?
They have a healing factor. What about Underworld? Do you see that movie, Underworld? With the vampires and werewolves? Lycans, as they call them. Lycanthrope?
Isn't that the one with the... What's her Kate? What's her name?
Kate Winslet or Winslet
no.
or Blanchett?
Beckett.
Or,
no. Beckinsale. Yeah, Beckinsale.
There's too many Kates.
Is that a Kate? Is her
Beckinsale,
name Kate?
Beckinsale. Something like
she's
that.
She's hot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was. I don't know. That's like 30 years ago.
You're not wrong, Armand. You're not wrong.
Not really
she had that
type.
Nice, I like that outfit she had.
Yeah, the outfit was cool. Calm down there. She reminded me of Trinity from Matrix. Calm down, buddy.
Woman.
Armand.
How do you like that for a creature, huh?
Please.
The Armand from the Black Goon.
Horny Armand. How about that?
Jesus.
Send your votes in for me.
Horny Armand for the win. That's that's not a mythical creature,
a
though.
I could beat a leprechaun.
That's not a mythical creature, though. That's an everyday event.
Are you entering the scores here? Is that what's going on?
Keeping score?
Gotcha. All right.
Jin and fairies, though, man.
Jin and fairies. That's a tough one. Tinkerbell.
They're
both stupid.
It's your shin or fairies.
Jins are all powerful,
that's
pal.
A tie. They both stink.
I think
fairies,
I've seen
a jin.
Fairies, yes. Dude.
I think I've seen a jin in real life, so I'm going to go with jin.
Man, fuck you guys, because the fairies from... Come on, man.
From what?
So are the fairies gay?
No, the fairies aren't gay.
Then I'm not going to vote
You ever
for
see
them.
Dust of a Broken Heart? The little brownies from Willow?
If the fairies are docking,
they were brownies.
I'll go with fairies, because that's kind you of a stupid, motif of this show.
High teeny, when they hit him with gin, the Dust of a gin. Broken Heart.
I mean, do you get more than one wish, or how does it go with the genies? Your gin.
Well, you get three, man. Come
three?
On.
Three? Is that's traditional, I guess.
Yeah, you rub the lamp. You
what
get
would
the
you
wish
for?
What would I wish for if I had three fucking wishes?
Three wishes.
Are there any rules?
Yeah, you get three wishes.
And you can't wish wishes.
What?
Infinite wishes.
No, you can't do that.
Okay, well then there's a
How
fucking
about
rule.
All the powers of a genie with none of the drawbacks.
Ooh. I just want to be Dr. Manhattan.
See, now that when they do that stuff, though, don't they fuck you? You know, somehow. I mean, you know, you get a little smart with them. They
you
fuck
get what you
over.
Pay for, you know.
Right. So just make your fuck.
They take you too literal.
I'd take $20 million in stock.
In stock. I would take $100 billion in gold.
Cash. Bitcoin.
No, fuck Bitcoin too.
Bitcoin.
Gold's where it's at.
I don't know, man.
So
okay, you want $20 million in gold? What else?
I'll take the $20 million in gold. I will take.
I want to live forever.
That one they might fuck with you too.
No.
These infinite wishes, you know, you gotta.
But you're not saying your body's gonna fall apart while you live forever.
Yeah, I know they'll fuck you.
Yeah, they will fuck you.
I would like to be immortal.
This is a genie.
Say that.
Yeah, but then you might be an old man, 105. You can't even move
more aging. Not the age process stops on you now. That's what you got to say.
All right. My second wish is genie.
Maybe that might work.
But my next wish must be by my intent.
Somebody could kill you.
Right. Ooh, touche, Armand.
Stop aging.
You use all three of your wishes on this. Can't be killed. Gotta have, you know what I mean?
See, I think, don't fuck around. I mean, take the $20 million.
I want to be God.
What if there is no God?
No, he's going to be
fine. Yeah, you're gone. Would you rather be the devil or the guy? God? Devil would be more fun. Wouldn't you?
I don't know. Doubt it.
What do you want to have all that power and be good for?
The devil doesn't have near the power of God.
What are you talking about? He's got all the power. Fuck yeah, he's got the
power. No, he doesn't. He's just a fallen angel.
He's the dark side.
Listen to this guy who knows everything about religion. Yeah, all right.
Here's one.
Send your epistemological questions.
Here's a piece of shit, man.
I'm an altar boy.
The sirens and the griffins.
Griffins every day.
Sirens.
Really?
Any woman, of course. Siren, man.
How did
that sound?
How did Odysseus keep himself from getting
that? He lashed himself to the mast.
And?
He plugged his ears up with wax.
Yeah, beeswax. Yeah.
I don't know why. If he lashed the mast, he can't go anywhere. Question. That's just stupid.
Lost a lot of his men, though,
didn't
he?
That's overkill.
No, the men had the wax, and he was lashed.
Right,
that's what it was.
Yeah, because he didn't have to do that.
What was it? Circe that turned them all to pigs?
Yeah, Circe, yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while since I read the Odyssey.
And then, did you read in the original Greek?
No. I did, yeah, of course.
Sure.
Homer, who doesn't?
No, but the version I read, I think it was stands it out, weirdly enough. Like, you know, like five lines at a time.
Well, yeah, it's a poem. Yeah. I suppose, I don't know, Homer.
It's been a while, but.
Homeric epic.
What'd you call me?
This is a bad one.
Sirens. Honestly, everybody went with sirens.
I feel like this match, either one of these guys could have won versus a lot of them.
Who did he marry? Calypso, right? Didn't he marry Calypso?
He didn't marry any of them.
Yeah, he did.
Are you sure?
He stayed on the island with Calypso, right?
For a while.
Had kids with her, right?
I don't know. Penelope?
Penelope was his wife.
Yeah.
He got laid on the way.
Allegedly.
He was pretty much a badass.
He's a Greek, man.
Did you ever see the movie Troy?
Put it up her ass.
He was Sean Bean in the movie Troy, who's who we're talking about.
Hey, you know, that's one we should. Oh, I don't want to say anything, but Kirk Douglas was Ulysses.
Was he?
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen that movie?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't disobey any copyright.
What's a movie? I don't know. Anyway.
Ulysses.
Mummy versus vampires. I think either one of these could have won in most first-round brackets.
Yeah.
Vampires, obviously. I mean.
Yeah, here we go. In Greek mythology, Calypso was a nymph who captured... A nymph.
That's all true. Right. True.
Nymph.
Not nympho.
Captured Odysseus for many years.
Damn it, Armand.
She finally managed... I'm horny today. I don't know.
It's been weeks since the show, and he's got a boner.
Calypso fell in love with him and decided to keep him as her immortal husband.
Well,
he escaped. He got away.
Well, he could have been immortal, but now he's going back to his now old lady.
What was his son's name?
I don't recall.
Telemachus.
Telemetry.
And his
data.
Dog was Argo.
He waited that whole fucking time, and he's the only one that recognized him when he got back.
Yeah, I bet you couldn't pull that bow back.
Yeah.
How many pounds?
The only one that could string it. And then he shot the fucking thing through, what was it, 12 axe heads?
I'm familiar with that. Very good.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
He's reading comic books. All right, so what's the next one?
So vampires is winning 3-0.
Vampires here. And mummies, yeah. I mean, no,
wow,
not really.
Wow, vampires against mummies?
Yeah, I mean.
Ooh. That's what I'm saying.
Who seeded this? It's random seeded. How do we get power rankings?
If you've been paying attention, I've been saying for like 3 minutes, this was a bad matchup because either one of these could potentially be a first-round winner every time.
Don't interrupt me when I'm interrupting.
I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
You got to go with vampires, I guess. But man, that's not fair.
Being the Hammer horror guy you are, of course you're going vampires. Christopher Lee.
Yeah. He's a mummy, too.
What is your favorite vampire of all time? That's true.
Christopher Lee.
And he was Count Dooku.
He was a good mummy, too. Well, how good mummy can you be? You're all right bandaged up. It could be anybody.
Man, I don't know who my favorite vampire would be of all time.
Christopher Lee, man.
David from The Lost Boys.
No, he was my favorite fallen Jedi, but not my favorite vampire.
Well, who was? What actor was your favorite vampire? Who was better than him?
There's quite a few. Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Bram Stoker's Dracula, the movie. That was pretty good.
Lost Boys.
I don't give a shit. He's a pussy too. God.
Marco
is not a pussy.
What's going on?
Did you not watch 24?
I like his dad better.
Donald?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He plays a good spy master. Yeah. Type of character.
Nah, he was great. Down for he this, was
Billy,
best in that.
We both fry.
His
both
best. No, Kelly's we'll Heroes. Fry.
What? I was doing a quote from Outbreak.
Oh, no. It was Kelly's Heroes. I'm drinking wine, eating cheese, catching some rays, you know.
You do not sound like Donald Sutherland.
That's why I sounded.
No. Both of us will fry for this, Billy.
Both Have you ever seen Kelly's Heroes?
No.
We will both burn.
Why don't you calm down, Eric, for one?
All right.
That was Donald Sutherland.
Danny?
Unicorns versus gargoyles. Honestly, you got to give it to unicorns.
Not really.
I don't like unicorns. Fuck them. That's pussy stuff. Yeah, gargoyle.
Fuck unicorns.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Fuck you and the unicorn you rode in on.
Jeez, pal.
Gargoyle.
Yeah, I got it.
You got the tattoo. What are you going to go with? Yeah, you got a unicorn on your ass?
The unicorn
I do.
Horn is one of the most
unicorn on my
things.
Boot.
What about that movie Legend? Remember that Tom Cruise that had a unicorn in it?
Oh, that was dumb.
Now you cut that fucking horn off. It was the end of light.
And you'll
Isn't that supposed to be something good for your... Or is that a hippo? What horn is supposed to be good for your... I got to give that to my buddy with the ED.
Rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros horn. Yeah, that's good for your...
Isn't that right?
Yeah. They grind it up, right? And they
got
Chinese.
Them dick pills in the gas station called rhinos. You see them in the big fucking things next to them 357 ones.
Spanish fly.
Yeah.
What's your favorite dick pill?
Viagra, probably. Cyanus. I only took it the one time. Don't take that if you don't need it, though.
Well, this guy was taking Viagra. It didn't help. Yeah. That's bad. It's a bad sign.
Yeah. Don't take it if
but
you don't need it.
I told him to up his dosage.
Because it like...
He was only taking 20 milligrams.
Ozzy Osbourne claimed on Howard Stern one time to take his Viagra and he shoved it right up his pee hole.
No.
Errol Flynn used to put cocaine on his dick.
Why? What good would that do? Yeah.
Well, it's an anesthetic, and I guess he could go longer because he couldn't, you know, numbed it up a little bit. Yeah.
Hmm.
I've heard of that instances was Errol Flynn, where guys having rails done off their Johnson, but
having what?
You know, a big line of cocaine on their dick.
What was that? Oh, was that the one where he's doing the coke in her ass?
Oh, that was Wolf of Wall
Wolf
Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, well, that was a
great
scene.
Flick.
Yes, yeah. Good.
That
scene.
Was Friday.
So you guys are going gargoyle, huh? All right. Well, I'm going unicorn. So 2-1 that one.
That was funny, Armand. What's that?
You guys went with Gargoyle, I guess.
Yeah, did you already update the scores?
No, you're the one doing the scores, pal.
Of course. Of course.
Somebody picked a unicorn.
Twitch
Donna,
failed.
Donna, you like God unicorns? Come on.
Now, this next one's interesting because you brought this up earlier. Interesting. Yes. Not interesting. Manticore.
Manticore wins on anything. That's my winner right there.
Versus.
Doesn't matter.
Merfolk.
Manticore.
Merfolk. Mermaid, merman, merwomen.
Daryl Hannah.
This could be the first time Eric's ever heard of a manticore for one.
Daryl Hannah could never play a manticore.
She could play a woman manticore.
She's a terrible actress. God,
I'm not a big fan.
A horrible actress.
She wasn't even that good in the Kill Bill movies, which is like the best she's ever did, but.
Yeah.
She got a Razzie. But no. she got a Razzie, I think, for.
Splash?
She got arrested for public indecency and intoxication, I think.
Wall Street.
Hmm.
Remember that? She was banging Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, I don't recall.
Yeah.
I got a good inappropriate Charlie Sheen joke for you later.
Although I just saw a movie with her. She looked pretty good.
Attack of the 50-Foot Woman?
No.
That was her.
What I just saw it. Oh, Pope of Greenwich Village.
Yeah. Pope of Greenwich Village.
She was good looking in that. She's a lot better looking than she was in Wall Street. Hmm. Anyway, okay.
Anyway.
So did we get a winner here? Manticore, so, right?
Manticore, yeah.
Is that what you're voting for too, Everett?
Yeah, that's a badass creature, man.
Fucking guys.
You're going with Ariel?
Homo.
Down here. Yes. Oh, Diffy, she's happy.
You know what the chick Ariel, or the dude that Ariel fell in love with's name was?
Eric, yeah, Prince Eric.
There it was, man, mermaid.
Splash, her name was Madison, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Tom Hanks was Alan.
That's where that name started getting real, because my buddy's daughter's name is Madison. From that
movie?
Yeah, that
she
movie
was named
made
after
it,
the store.
Right. Well, after Madison Avenue, right?
Oh, yeah, the store's on Madison Avenue, yeah.
But that
Madison
became,
County.
That's where that name became a, you know, now there's a lot of women named Madison.
What is a fawn, Everett? Not a deer.
So Pan, are you familiar with the
Peter Pan?
No.
No, Pan.
The Greek.
Are you saying Pan or Pam?
You fucker. P-A-N.
Okay.
It has the legs and feet of a goat with the body of a human and has the horns of a goat.
Oh, yeah.
And they usually play a little pan flute, you know.
F-A-U-N, right?
Yeah, F-A-U-N. You mean a fawn back in the day.
Well, fawn is a, deer.
Fawn Leibowitz.
Died and killed.
But it's going against dragons.
Well, that's tough.
Yeah, dragons every time. Dragons are some of the coolest fucking things ever. I don't care.
I got a dragon, I think.
Is there a gay monster?
Yeah.
Well, I bet a fairy's got to be gay, right?
Some could be. I mean, not
them brownies
not
were
everyone.
Straight G's, dude. Those brownies were badass in that
Brownies?
You've never seen Willow, have you?
Oh, I saw. Oh, it was horrible.
You are right.
Oh, that was terrible.
Get out.
Fuck you.
You like that movie?
Pigs.
Ugh.
Fucking Armand. You got no class, Armand. No fucking class. If you don't like Willow, you got no fucking class and no sense of what's good. Because that movie's a goddamn beautiful movie, Armand.
Hey, don't
say Ron Howard classic, man.
That's an oxymoron.
He falls in love with her. They're all fighting in that village. And he's like, I just want to hold you. And she's like,
your hair's fire, Sorsha.
All right, dragons. Let's go.
Fucking love that
What's
movie.
Your favorite dragons? You ever seen Reign of Fire with McConaughey and fucking Christian Bale? Where it's like post-apocalyptic.
No, is that any good?
I thought it was great.
I remember when it came out. I
thought it was great.
That was a flop, wasn't it?
I watched it.
I don't know. What happened was they were digging a subway in Britain and uncovered a dragon and woke it up. It was the bull dragon, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Or the mother dragon. Well, I don't recall. Maybe it was. Maybe there. It was either. The one they dug up was either the only male or the only female. Any which way, they basically took over the entire planet. And they would eat by burning shit, and they eat the ashes.
Weren't they riding on them and stuff?
No, not in that movie. No.
Which one's is that How to Train a Dragon?
That's a cartoon.
That was stupid, right? Yeah. No, I'm thinking of this old British.
Aragorn was, what was the name of that movie? Aragorn?
Aragorn, yeah.
Fuck.
British.
Game of Thrones had the most badass dragons, too, man.
Dragon movie.
God damn it.
Dragonheart with Sean Connery as the dragon. Dennis Quaid was in it, too.
Oh.
Ever saw that?
When did that come out?
I'm a dragon. 1997-ish.
Money penny.
Let me see here. Dragon.
Reign of Fire. That's one you were talking about, right?
Yeah, it's a good one. Dragonheart was 1996.
It's kind of a scary movie.
Johnny Cash song.
Dragons and
Fire. That's Ring of Fire.
George. Play on words, Everett.
I'm not familiar.
And Dragons won, though.
It came out
so.
Like the 60s. It was a weird, weird movie. The Dungeon Master had a dragon in it?
I don't know. I never saw it. Sounds like some D&D shit. Sounds cool.
Are you familiar with Gorgamon?
Gorgamon?
Gorgamon.
No.
Gargamel?
Nope, Gorgamon.
No, it's Gorgamon.
That's just the guy from the show Bones. He's the he was like the main bad guy for a few seasons. Anyway.
Well, speaking of Gorgagons.
Yeah.
Medusa versus.
They're Gorgons.
The Kraken.
Oh, Reptilicus. Did you ever see that movie?
No, pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hokey, but.
Did you ever see Cabin in the Woods? Speaking of the granddaddy of monster movies, in my opinion.
Cabin in the
like
Woods?
Or like the grandson.
Who is the monster?
All of them.
Why?
It's a play on tropes. It's at the same time making fun of and paying homage to all the classic.
Homage.
Classic horror movies. So these kids show up at the cabin in the woods.
Naturally.
It turns out. I can't ruin it for you.
That's like a slasher
movie.
I loved it.
Like a 9.5 out of 10.
Do we have access to that?
Yes, I have the copy of the DVD.
Obeying all copyright lines? Okay, all copyright.
It's on Netflix.
That's right.
But yeah, so the bowler that beat Roy Munson.
Check out Reptilicus.
The Kraken.
Okay, what was it? But Medusa against
Mick
who?
Kraken.
Medusa versus the Kraken.
Which is hilarious. That's Clash of the Titans. Yeah. That's the end of Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, you should be.
Medusa won.
Yeah. And so Medusa won.
So we got to give it to Medusa.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's funny. That
came Harry out. Hamlin or whatever. Wasn't that Harry Hamlin?
Yeah, it was Harry Hamlin, yeah. That's funny that came out in the bracket.
Burgess
like
Meredith.
Yep.
Was the remake any
you
good?
You talking about Mick?
No, they had Clash of the Titans and something else of the Titans. But
didn't they remake Clash of the
horrible.
Titans? Yeah.
Clash of the Titans is an all-time classic.
Who was the woman in that? Who was the gal?
Well, that was
Andromeda.
The main actor guy.
Harry Hamlin and who was
I don't remember. It's one of those gods chicks. No, you're talking about the chick from Joppa or whatever, right?
I'm just asking who the actress. She was Andromeda, wasn't she?
Yeah,
he had to save Andromeda.
Yeah, because what was the guy that got his hand chopped off by Perseus, the fucking alligator tailed dude?
Mm.
You know I'm talking about?
Vaguely, but
his mom was a god.
You're asking
and that's
who the
why
god
she
was or the actor?
No, I'm just the character. Quit saying. Let's look it up. We're conversing here, and you're going.
Yeah, I just don't
he has
know.
Nothing to add to this.
Yeah. That's why I said,
Oh, shit, I just had it. Clash of the 2010, we don't want that one.
No, poop on that.
1981, wow.
Yeah, that's right.
What's that, Perseus? Was that the lightning mount of Olympus or whatever the fuck?
Percy Jackson and
Joppa, City of Joppa, Andromeda, Judy.
Wait, didn't Liam
Judy
Neeson
Boker?
Who? Liam Neeson was Zeus?
Yes, in the remake he was. Yeah.
Did George Pal do the, I wonder who did the special effects for that.
Don't care.
That's when they were doing all stop action with that wasn't computerized shit, man.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
gotta be George Pal, I guess. Let's see. Harry Hamlin. Perseus.
I still love that movie. I watched
Laurence
that
Olivier was Zeus.
Zeus, yeah.
Wow. Boy, he needed money bad, I guess, huh?
Mm.
Judy Boker? Bowker? B-O-W-K-E-R. Never heard of her. Neil McCarthy was Calabos. Yeah, he was
Calabos. Yeah.
Based on Caliban from The Tempest, I guess. Who used a giant vulture to kidnap Andromeda's soul every night.
Every night.
Good idea.
Oh, I don't fucking believe that for a second.
Perseus was, he had the helmet.
Yeah, I don't want her soul. Hell,
Perseus had that helmet that made him invisible and he went along with her.
Right, right. Yeah. He had the helmet and the shield.
Right. He got all those special gifts. Lost them all.
I know Burgess Meredith was in that too. I don't know what the hell. Mick.
He was the one that ran the theater.
Called me Mick.
Remember at the beginning of the movie? Whenever Perseus washes up on that shore.
Wow. Ursula Andress was Aphrodite. Wow. Oh.
Calm down,
woman.
Here he goes again.
Burgess Meredith.
Some people's kids.
Lawrence Olivier. What a cast. Jesus Christ.
Are you going to put Maggie the Smith? On the table? Maggie Smith. They are Dame Maggie?
Dame Maggie Smith. They all won Academy Awards. Maggie Smith. Lawrence Olivier.
For that movie, they won Academy Awards?
No, but they're all, well,
she's going to say.
So moving on.
Academy Award winners.
We've got The Nightmare.
Claire Bloom. Wow. Okay.
Versus Bigfoot Sasquatch Yeti.
You can call him Big Fi.
Big Fi. The Big Fee.
The Big Fee. Yeah.
Against who?
Nightmare.
The horse, the nightmare.
The horse, the flaming horse, the nightmare.
Yeah, flaming horse.
Harry and Anderson.
Your mama's a flaming horse. So, Sasquatch.
Your mama's a snowblower.
What? Yeah, that's easy. Bigfoot.
We
on.
Are.
Laser lips? Bigfoot or Bigfoot. Nightmare?
I'm biscuit lips.
We are avatars of our egos. Eh?
What is nightmare? LOL.
A yeah, nightmare
stupid.
Is a horse.
Stupid.
It's like a demon horse. It has flaming
six flying.
Fucking smoke coming out of its nose. Black. And. It's just little beady black eyes with
sure
red.
I'm pretty sure that was a headless horseman's horse.
They're all over the place, Armand. They're all over. Not
the
just
next one's a good one because Armand was like, "This sucks." Minotaur versus the Phoenix.
Minotaur? What the fuck? There's no the Phoenix.
The Phoenix is dumb bird. Way cooler. Bullshit.
So I'm the swing vote on this one, huh? This is a hard one.
What?
I mean, I guess today I feel like Minotaur's cooler. Yeah, Phoenix just rises from his ashes.
You're probably wrong,
what the hell
does
that
though?
Do? Who cares?
Minotaur had his own labyrinth, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Named after King Minos.
And he got all those virgins.
Allegedly.
Was it Theseus who killed him? Or found
Perseus,
his way out?
Perseus, wasn't it?
No,
Theseus, you're right.
This
Theseus.
Is good. This is mythical
I
creatures.
Know my Greek shit, Armand.
It was on the Isle of, wasn't
Minos,
it on Crete?
Or Crete, yeah. Yeah, Minos was on Crete.
It's almost like a bye that Cyclops gets against ghosts.
What? Oh, no, yeah. Ghosts.
Ghosts aren't really mythical ghosts, creatures, ghosts, though.
Yeah, that's stupid, too.
So you guys are going Cyclops over
I'm
ghosts?
I'm going Cyclops.
I'm going ghosts. It's 2-1, so you guys win.
You're just being contrary. That's
that is not true.
That is true.
How dare you? How dare
Greta,
you?
Greta over here.
Okay, we got Giants and Cops.
Coppas, sir, not Cops.
I'm not going for any stupid Asian, no, Giants. It's just dumb.
I want to quote you there. I'm not going for any stupid Asian.
Yeah.
Stopped right there, too.
Three?
Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, give me Giants over Coppas.
Did you see that movie?
Crazy? No, I didn't watch it.
Talk about overrated. Man, that was stupid.
Herpes? I never saw My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Herpes
either, so.
And demons.
Well, that was kind of amusing.
I don't care about it.
It was better than Crazy Rich Asians, I'll tell you.
You got herpes or demons?
Herpes or demons.
He's got both.
I got herpes in front and demons in back.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Whoa, I think
I'll take the demons.
Yeah. I'm going to go demons too.
Me too, because that one sounds too much like herpes.
But that was pretty close. Harpies are cool.
Harpies are cool. Do you remember in the He-Man movie, the He-Man cartoon movie though, not where She-Ra and the Princess of Power, the cross? There was harpies in that?
No. Yeah. This is a hard one.
They were good in Jason and the Argonauts, remember?
No. Yep.
They were terrorizing that guy.
We got shapeshifters. Or the Leprechaun. Come on,
boy,
Leprechaun
two losers.
For fucking days,
I don't
boy.
Think either one wins.
What?
They're both
the
dumb.
The Leprechaun. The fucking
I'm
Leprechaun.
The Leprechaun.
Now, they're supposed to grant you a wish, too, right?
No, you get their pot of gold.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, if you find their gold, you can
if you catch him, right? You got to catch him.
Yeah, catch that little bastard and you get his gold.
Speaking of Willow, though, Willow played the
same guy.
Warwick Davis.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, midget?
They're called little people, Armand. Jesus Christ.
Any other groups you'd like to
over here.
Offend?
Yeah, anybody else that you want to call out here on...
Let's go ahead and talk about what's going on out there in the road.
I apologize for it in advance.
Is there a protest out there?
Well, you guys call me a midget. I'm 6 inches shorter than you guys.
Shapeshifter or leprechaun?
Shapeshifter. What a fucking leprechaun.
Oh, leprechaun.
Well, you lose. It's leprechauns.
Why?
Yeah, buddy.
So after...
What kind of stupid creature is that?
After first round...
You're stupid.
First round scores, not we're looking stupid. At leaders going to Soapworthy Productions with 45.
All right.
Well, wait, 13 score.
Pretty good.
It's really close, though.
Untitled has 12. Vampires Are Forever has 12. Docking Productions has 12. Winner, Winner, Bitch has 12.
Docking Productions?
Call of
Is
Duty
that Frank.
Call of it's Duty God has 11. Everett's pick has 11.
Everett's prick. What?
Team Eric has 11. Lizard Queen has 10. Eric screwed my bracket last time has 10.
Great names.
Penis has 10. Untitled has 10.
Untitled.
So it's really, really close.
Really, really close.
Sharp.
What's good is the score potential that's left.
Oh, yeah.
So you can look at that and
anybody's
kind of see
game,
where you're
anybody's
at.
Anybody's game.
Yeah. There's only a few. There's, three or four that can get, 73? So Call of Duty guy's got the best score potential so far if he gets the most.
All right, let's proceed to round two.
Round two.
Round two gets a little harder because what we're going to do in round two is burn your hand. Yeah, it's part of the fucking rules, Armand. You
trial by fire. Yeah.
Look the rules up.
How long do they have to hold their hand under for that trial? Like 30 seconds or something?
Something like
trial
that.
Trial by fire.
Till you die or...
30 seconds?
Something like that.
Wow, you're torching that motherfucker.
Oh, they had some really... That wasn't even the worst trial. They had other
just
trials.
Just flames,
Boiling water, I think they had the trial by.
Who did?
Witches.
Yeah, well, in the Middle Ages, that's how they decided if you were guilty or not.
Oh, I'll take the 30 seconds in the flame so
fucking,
I don't get killed.
Oh, yeah.
Joan of Arc, you know?
Oh, she flung.
I honestly think the 30 seconds in the flame might be better than the boiling water.
Oh,
yeah, that boiling water would be a fucking bitch.
Trial. Yeah, I mean, some of these were nasty, man.
All right, so round two match. The first match is zombies versus centaurs.
To me, that's easy, zombies.
Zombies. Armand?
Yeah, I hate zombies, but centaurs are stupid, yeah.
Centaurs are zombies, stupid.
Yeah. Old horse deck guy is stupid to you, huh?
Yeah, I didn't say I'd rather be a centaur than a zombie.
You remember the movie Step Brothers? Where they turned into centaurs in his little fantasy and they had that weird made-up language?
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
It was pretty cool.
Match number two, we have werewolves versus
gens.
Oh, they had to walk through fire. I thought they
werewolves versus gens.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with werewolf.
Yeah, werewolf.
Werewolves of London. Ching, ching.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, that wasn't that hard.
Yeah, every now and then they're really easy.
Gens are stupid, too.
Sirens versus vampires.
Easy.
Or vampire. That's vampires.
Vampires.
Easy.
These aren't as hard as, yeah, these are. Well, everybody's going to get these.
We're going to see.
Round three is going to be a little bit tougher, though,
yes.
I think.
Yes. All right. Because that's where we burn your penis.
Trial by fire.
Trial by burning penis.
Trial by penis burning. Ah. Womanticore or gargoyle?
Manticore.
Yeah, manticore is pretty fucking cool.
Well, fuck you both.
You got the tattoo, but you lose again.
Yeah, but you never saw Ghostbusters, huh?
You know what I liked about the cartoon gargoyles? Is they had like four or five people from Star Trek The Next Generation on there.
Remember Johnny Sacco and his giant robot?
Yeah.
He fought the gargoyles?
Yeah. Mankind?
What was the other one that was from that same
era? Dude Love.
Ultraman was stupid.
Ultraman, there was one more.
There was another one?
Yeah, there was one more of those type of weird shit. Started with a G. I don't know.
Johnny Sacco was the best, man. Yeah. God, that was hokey, wasn't it?
Oh, we don't even have to talk about this one. Medusa versus dragons. It's easy.
Well, Medusa beats a dragon.
But dragons for days.
Dragons for days, you're right. You got me there. Dragons.
Dragons, I guess, yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Do dragons, should they have separate arms and wings, or should their arms be integrated into their wings?
That's a good fucking question.
Because no creature in
Ghidorah had, would that be a dragon? The three-headed monster?
It's like a Hydra dragon.
Kind of. Three heads.
And it had arms and wings.
There was one of those in Willow, too.
Yeah, it's true.
That was monsters.
And there was trolls.
It was a two-headed dragon.
It was a Hydra, three heads. Don't fuck me around here.
Was it three? I thought it was only two.
Come on now.
It was
Hydra
only two.
Had more than
it
three.
It was
heads,
only two.
Though.
Yeah, but you know who killed it?
Hercules.
Hercules, yeah.
Talking about in Willow.
12
Mad
flavors.
Mardigan.
Who cared?
Kill no, the beast. Find the baby.
No, wait. Didn't Willow kill it?
Hell.
No, I don't think they killed it. I think they rode away.
Oh,
no.
Wyvern.
Reduced. Oh, that was
hey,
the
yeah, that's right. Well, Wyvern.
The troll
like
is what became the thing.
Wyvern's like a dragon, isn't it?
Willow
fucking Wyvern's a
did
small
that.
Dragon.
Yeah,
yeah.
Willow did that.
He created.
Fucked him up with
like,
the...
Ramathorn! And then his arms all fucked up. Yeah.
Is this from Willow?
Tuatha Tuatha.
Terrible.
I fucking love that movie.
What was her name? Laura Dannon.
Elora. No, Alora Dannon. Yeah. Alora Dannon. That's what my buddy Robbie named his daughter at. Alora from that movie.
If you haven't seen Willow, fuck you.
I've seen it. I hated it.
Well, then you're wrong.
Norrin Rad. Who's Norrin Rad?
I don't know who Norrin Rad
is where...
No. Norrin Rad.
Yeah, no, I got nothing.
Silver Surfer.
In which incarnation?
Comic books. That's
his
real
name. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Who do you got?
The Herald of Galactus.
Yeah.
In the matchup between...
And his girlfriend, Shala Ball.
Big Squatch T or Minotaur?
Minotaur.
Big Squatch T over Minotaur? I don't know, man.
I think Big Squatch T.
Anybody that's in a Slim Jim commercial is a pussy monster, man.
It's Jax Lynx, but yeah.
that right. too.
I'm going to go Bigfoot. Sorry, but I have to.
You jerks.
You don't have to apologize for that. Bigfoot's a cooler mythical creature than that.
You ever seen Harry and the Hendersons? Don Ameche? John Lithgow?
Don Ameche.
Harry and the Hendersons was a good fucking flick, too. Yeah. All right. Cyclops versus, get this, Giants.
Ooh, that's kind of a subsect. Cyclops generally are Giants.
Too generic, man. Giant could be anything. What a fucking
no! It's got to be kind of giant.
Attack of the she's no good.
Talking about like mound builders, the Nephilim, the Philistines, the fucking big people.
There was only one Philistine.
There were
there was
giants
a giant
on the earth in those days.
Fucking Philistine.
Cyclops is cooler. Mm. One eye. That's a what cool. Do you think? That's a cool. And he's a giant too.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Cyclops because giants are just too generic. Yeah. Let's go with the one eye, one horn, flying purple people eater.
Pissed about
Andre
it,
the Giant's the giant. He can't take a Cyclops. You know,
he doesn't have six fingers on every hand, and one. He doesn't have Cyclops red hair and two rows of teeth. So
he's dead.
That's true.
Demons versus the Leprechaun. What do you guys got here?
I don't like either one.
Leprechaun.
I'm gonna go demon.
Man, fuck you guys.
What are you, Irish?
Demons are fucking cool. Anything from what Freddy Krueger got his powers to a fucking succubus.
They're a little.
He got his powers from the leprechauns?
Generic too, though.
Dream demons.
Is that where Freddy Krueger comes?
You never seen Freddy 6? No. They show whenever he was in, you know, because the residence of Springwood.
The origin of
where they caught him in the house, lit the house on fire and killed him for, you know, him murdering other children. Right as he was dying, he was visited by the dream demons who said that you will become late, basically our avatar in dreams and continue your habit.
Did that one still have Robert Englund in it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Damn, Everett, you came far and away ahead, or not ahead. Keith's still in the lead with 25 points. Everett, you came a close second right now with 23.
Yeah, then we fuck got you, Keith.
Docking Predoctions with 22. Winner Bitch with 22. Lizard Queen Bracket with 22. Me and Call of Duty God both have 21.
You're basically out of it.
Untitled, Vampires Are Forever, and Eric Screwed My Bracket Last Time all have 20, and then Untitled and Penis have... Wait, Untitled has 18, and then Penis...
I think it's going to start to get hard. No pun intended, Armand, in the next round.
Yeah, because these are pretty easy.
That one was pretty easy.
That
zombies,
one was easier than the first one.
Round three starts with zombies and werewolves. That's fucking tough.
That is a tough one.
Let's think, who's had the better...
Werewolf.
Really?
Man, zombies are boring, man. They don't do anything.
They are kind of boring compared to zombies.
Yeah, because when you think about it, most zombie movies and shit are more about the people, not the zombies.
Yeah, what do they do? Werewolves. They don't even make noise. They're just
kind of
slosh around. Yeah, lumbering.
Werewolves come right at you. Well, it depends on the zombie type, because there's some zombies that are like fast fucking coming right at you.
You have to crack zombies.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll take a werewolf.
I'm going zombie.
I'm werewolfing it.
I'm going zombie, but just barely.
Well, werewolf wins.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the way it goes.
And then we got vampires and the girl Takor, the manticore.
Manticores are cooler.
Vamps for me.
Yeah, I'm going vamps, but manticores are fucking cool. Would you take a manticore as your steed?
Manticore's out of it. Oh, this
vampire
one fucking
does one thing.
Sucks.
It sucks blood. The manticore is a cool creature.
This one fucking sucks. And here, what we should do is we should let the audience pick the finalists. So, like, we don't have anything to do with winning.
I don't know. It takes away our power.
Dragons versus the Bigfoot Squatch Yeti.
Dragons.
Bigfoot's, what are your thoughts, Eric? Bigfoot's a...
I got to say dragons, too. I really kind of thought you guys were going to sway the other way. But, it's going to be $3.
How could you be cooler than dragons, honestly?
Yeah, Bigfoot's not that, you know. I
forgot to turn you off again. All right. Cyclops versus demons.
Cyclops.
Clop clops for days, bud.
Yeah, I was going to say demons, man, but yeah, demons. Demons for me. You guys are going Cyclops?
Clops.
Yeah. Why are Cyclops cooler than demons?
Because they are. They got one fucking eye.
Think about Azrael from fucking Dogma. He was a demon.
Yeah, but he
How
didn't
cool
have,
is he?
He didn't have one eye.
One eye's, yeah.
It's because your penis has one eye?
Now, if Pirate was down there, we could discuss it further. Pirate's not down there. Cyclops wins.
Pirate?
Yeah, because he's also only got one eye. Goddamn, Armand. Oh. Can you keep up, please?
Penis only has one eye.
Docking Predoctions takes the lead with 34. Soapworthy with 33. And Soapworthy's maxed out at his score potential at 33. So the best he's going to do
out.
Is second.
Yep. Sorry, Keith. You got fucked, pal.
How can that be?
Untitled's got 32.
Because none of the he can't go any further in the bracket.
All his picks are.
All those are done, huh? Yeah. Wow. So, how do you get to 33 and have losers like that?
Well, I mean, okay. It happens.
Everett's pick is fourth with 31.
What's my potential? Is it high?
63. You've got the highest potential so far.
I'm going to win this, Armand.
I'm going to win this shirt. I'm fucked. I'm bracketed out right
how
now.
How do I play? By putting down my picks and get me a free Surreal Talk shirt.
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
You got that beautiful shirt you're wearing. What do you need?
You don't even say a word about this shirt.
That variegated 1960s.
This is made local. I bought it at a farmer's market.
Damn. So the final four we have are going to be werewolves, vampires, dragons, and cyclops.
Werewolves and vampires go against each other?
That's fucked.
Wow. Question as old as time.
Shit, man. That's like a whole set of movies.
Vampires. You got to go with vampires. Oh, he's waiting.
No, you guys are like, I want to go werewolf, honestly.
No way.
Break this tie.
They're nowhere near as cool as vampires. Vampires are seductive motherfuckers, man.
Vampires.
Super speed, can fly, live forever.
Yeah.
Well, they win. I mean,
aren't that cool?
Not as cool as vampires. The Howling movies were pretty good, though. Did you ever see the fourth one?
They had four of those?
They had more than four, but that was my favorite
one. Wasn't there?
Yeah, there's many of them. I don't remember.
Oh, this one's going to be tough, too. Dragons. No, it's not. It's going to be easy. Dragons versus
Cyclops. I mean, that's dragons for days.
Dragon.
Yeah, that is kind of an easy one. 3-0.
Now, we need to definitely pull the audience for this one, though.
Yeah.
The last round here is going to be vampires and dragons. For me, it's easy, but let's see what the crowd
thinks. It's easy for me as well.
The crowd goes wild. Everybody is saying Trump is better.
Dude, Everett's a...
Trump, all right.
They're talking about Trump in there? Why are you dropping frames? What are you loading for?
Oh, I am fucking dropping frames. God damn it.
All right, Everett is far and away the winner, unless he gets it wrong, and vampires are forever. Wait, never mind. I can't be telling that. I can just tell the standings. Everett's going to fucking win, and I'm going to fucking lose.
Hold on, we got to make sure we're back up and fucking going here. So, before we finish this out, since we're still recording and we're waiting on people to get back on the stream, this has been pretty fun. Armand has been the weird one that's been against me and you, but I guess that makes sense. We grew up together. We have the same kind of taste in monsters for the most part. I don't know where your Cyclops and giant shit comes from, but...
I like giants.
Man. Armand, is there any monsters that you like that we feel that we missed?
I told
the
you.
The Chimera besides that shitty Chimera. Piece of shit Chimera nobody even cares about. Give it a minute. Give it a minute.
I'm trying to think.
It says we're online.
Oh. Cerberus, maybe?
Cerberus, the double...
Three-headed dog, that's a pretty badass.
The Hound of Hell, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have three videos for today.
Better than a damn leprechaun. I deleted two of them. What else was from Dungeons & Dragons? Lich?
Ooh, liches. Oh, I can't believe I forgot lich.
Leeches.
No, L-I-C-H.
It's a lich.
Yeah, or L-I-C-H-E, depending on you.
That was a badass thing. I don't know what that thing was. It's like a 20th, 30th level magic user or something, wasn't it?
You know, we got another little one we can do here while we're waiting on everybody to get back from stream. Let's do the honorable mention, the movie monsters one real quick.
Yeah, we did. We had a movie monsters.
So we took some of our favorite movie monsters.
Alien. Did you make a bracket for it?
No, we're just going to run it by hand.
Right out.
So let's start it out right off the bat. We'll do it right in the order it's in. Let's get rid of one of these. Let's get rid of Hive Minds.
No, whoa. Cthulhu's got to go.
Cthulhu's pretty fucking cool.
These are from movies.
It's pop culture, not movies.
Oh, Godzilla.
What the fuck is a Lovecraft?
You
it's in
have
there.
Godzilla?
It's in there.
Godzilla's
in what?
There.
In where?
It's in my pop culture one here.
Oh. How come it wasn't in the...
Look, if you got...
Fine. Bye-bye, Cthulhu. Bye-bye, Cthulhu. And we'll just go in the order we got there. Jeepers Creepers Creature. Did you ever see that movie? Jeepers Creepers?
No.
So it's a cycle. Every 27 years, this creature comes out of the ground and feeds... It drives around this weird ass old truck.
30 days or some bullshit.
Yeah, it drives around this weird old truck. It's like a zombie-ish creature with big old fucking wings. It's really kind of cool. You should watch the movie if you ever get a chance. Jeepers Creepers. Or the Rancor from Return of the Jedi and Star Wars.
The Rancor, man. Come on. Luke killed it down there in the palace in Jabba's Palace.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, the Rancor.
I didn't know it was called that.
Who you got?
I'd take that. I don't even know what the hell is Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers is pretty fucking scary.
I'm going Rancor also.
All right, we'll go with the Rancor. It wins. Why don't you bold that? Like, the winners in the first round will be Pink.
Come on, easy.
Yeah.
Graboids from Tremors or giant animals like King Kong, Godzilla, Mothra.
I put King Kong up there. I don't know how that...
The Graboids, man. I don't know. That's pretty cool. I haven't seen a good King Kong movie in forever.
Graboids for days, dude.
You've seen King Kong Escapes?
I've seen most of them. Son of King Kong, Wife of King Kong.
With Rhodes Reason.
Skull Island.
What are the crawlers? Oh, The Descent. You see that fucking movie? You see The fucking Descent?
You ever see The Descent?
Scare the fucking piss out of
so you. That's the one going to the bottom of the ocean, right?
No. It's four women that decide to go cave spelunking like Appalachia. Well, they get down too deep and come into this contact with these humanoid creatures that live underground that eat humans. And
oh, I like that.
They fall upon them and they have to try to get out from underground. It's really good. This kind of sequel picks up right by where the first one left off.
And that's going against hive minds, such as the Borg from Star Trek or the movie The Faculty or Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Hive minds. And then you got like the movie Slither, any type of hive mind creature, big, you know. So
I don't like the way he did that one, but he had to have it. So hive minds is pretty dumb. But so we're going to go with.
I don't know any of those. So
I'm going to go with the crawlers from The Descent.
What'd you say from Star Trek?
The Borg, man. It's a hive mind.
We are Borg.
We are Borg.
I thought it was a Gorn. Remember the Gorn?
The Gorn were like the porn alligator type creatures. Yeah. Stand up. The Gorn Confederacy or some shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good episode.
So hive minds or crawlers?
Crawlers. The fucking things were super scary.
I don't know.
You never seen
either. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen either.
Trust me, crawlers. Crawlers.
Is that what you're
picking?
You
guys all back yet? Hopefully you're back. I'm sorry this shit
I could be bribed.
I don't know why it keeps happening.
Give me a dollar.
I'm not doing it.
I'm a piece of shit, to be fair.
All right. Fenrir, the Hela's dog from Thor Ragnarok, yeah. But in Norse mythology, it was a wolf, which was Loki's son, I believe, in regular
I've
Norse
heard of
mythology.
It, yeah.
You know, big ass wolf dog.
What was the name of that 8-legged horse that Odin had?
Oh, Dickhole.
No, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember its name, though.
I know. But Fenrir.
Two legs.
Fenris.
It was a wolf.
Fenris is what they call him in the movie. Yeah, it was a wolf. It was a big wolf dog, yeah. Versus Balrog, the boxer from Las Vegas.
The Balrog from Morgoth or whatever from Lord of the Rings. You shall not pass.
Big fucking.
No?
I'm going Fenrir.
Armand, you remember that, the Balrog? You ever did Lord of the Rings?
Sleipnir. I damn should have known that.
Never did Lord of the Rings? Ever watched that?
No.
Ever read it?
I'm not a Tolkien, guy. I don't like Tolkien.
For those just getting back, we're going through a little pop culture bracket also.
I'm going with the Balrog.
And we're on the semifinals. Rancor versus Graboids.
Graboids all day.
Graboids for days.
I got myself a plane.
How about the Gremlins?
Ooh, Gremlins would have been awesome. Mogwai?
The Crawlers.
Because they were technically the Mogwai.
What were the rules about those? No
you
water?
Can't feed them after midnight. Right. No water and no bright light.
Is that how it
bright
goes?
Light fucked them up, yeah.
Okay.
Bright light. And did you see fucking, what was it? Gremlins 2, the new batch? Holy shit, that movie was wild. The fucking electrical one. There was the gargoyle
they had,
one.
They had the slut one.
The slut one, the smart one, the vegetable one.
What is this?
Gremlins 2, the new batch. Oh.
So we got the Crawlers versus Fenrir. Or
the Crawlers. This is easy.
I'm picking Fenris, the huge Norse wolf, Thor Ragnarok, yeah, Hela's
dog. I'll take Fenrir just to piss you off.
Oh, that's great.
I like it, Armand. I fucking like it.
I hate it.
All right.
That's why I did it.
So finals are Graboids from Tremors and Fenrir.
Oh, Graboids all day.
Graboids from Tremors.
Yeah, those are probably the best
Fenrir,
movie monsters.
That's the only one I know. I'd say
you've never seen Tremors?
None
of the Tremors movies?
Uh-uh.
The first two at least are worth watching.
Right. Some people
still say
kids,
Cerberus, all of them.
So Vampires and Dragons, we're back to
fuck that. You!
Yeah. You broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you?
I can't get penetration even with the elephant gun. Now that was a good Reba, wasn't it?
That was a good Reba.
Thank you.
Game it won't chance fan. Never mind. So Vampires and Dragons, dude.
Yeah, this is for me, I'm going with Dragons.
Delphi's the 8-legged horse Odin rode.
Oh, interesting.
I just want to let you guys know
Sleipnir.
That. I knew that, not the guy Matt Moore from Facebook.
Sleipnir was his 8-legged horse.
It was Delphi. Come on now.
Delphi was a city, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't Delphi's know. Not this horse.
Okay, Matt Moore, you're wrong.
Sleipnir, I'm telling you.
Oh, no, now he says Sleipnir.
I just looked it up.
Yeah.
My other tablestone. What do you got, Armand? Dragon or vampire?
Vampire.
Ooh, Eric.
What'd you pick?
I picked dragon.
Oh, fuck.
I shouldn't even answer that because, you know, you got to stand on your own.
I want dragon. I've been dragon.
Is that what, let's see what the audience thinks. Dragon or vampire, everybody?
What do you guys think, man?
Dragon or vampire?
Does it matter who wins?
Yeah, no. It matters.
I thought it wasn't even close.
It's second place now is who gets the shirt. I can't get the shirt. Oh. Obviously, I'm not going to take the shirt away from somebody.
Soapworthy says dragons.
I think dragons, too. Dragons is a very solid.
You guys ever answer my question, though? Should dragons have different wings than they do the forearms or the front arms? Or should they have back legs, arms, and wings?
I think as a progressive person, that dragons deserve wings, too.
See, but you know, there's no creature, there's no animal in nature that
Dora
has,
had both, but they're kind of useless.
There's no animal in nature though that has wings and arms.
Yeah, and they breathes fire too, right?
Look at bats. Bats have their arms built into their wings.
Well, that's why dragons are mythical, because they have arms
the ones
and
from,
wings.
The ones from Game of Thrones had no extra arms. They were built.
What about angels?
Well, it looks like dragons are winning anyway.
Arms and wings.
Touche.
Matt says dragons.
Let's give it to dragons.
Fairies?
Fairies, yeah, fairies.
Arms and wings.
All right. Well, you know, those are humanoid, though.
Sprites?
Division of fairy, doesn't count.
Pixies?
Okay.
Same.
Okay.
Same.
So we're going dragons and dragon tanks.
Going dragons.
So dragons wins.
Damn, dude. That was one
dragons
I couldn't have expected.
Lives matter.
So who won?
Dragons.
Dragons fucking won it all.
No, I mean the fucking
who got
points.
The t-shirt?
Well, we're going to find out. The t-shirt was got by...
Oh, hit the button.
Everett's pick won with 63, with a score potential of 63. What?
I don't understand. Well, everybody's score potential equals what they have because it's over.
Yeah, good point. So
I smoked it. I have 15 points over the highest.
Is Eric screwed my bracket last time?
So he's our winner, whoever that is, which is kind of cool for him because he got screwed by you last time. Now he wins.
And now he wins.
Who is that, though?
It's the guy that I screwed his bracket last time.
Yeah, but who is that? Whoever you are, email us at info@SurrealTalkPodcast.
Claim your prize.
Give us a screenshot of your logged in state on a Challenge, because it doesn't, without pro, we're
it
not getting your email
say
address.
That.
What?
So the people that are logged in actually says their usernames.
Oh, you're right. I don't know, man. Somehow figure it out. We'll take
I
your
got
word for
it.
Don't be a
don't
dickhead.
Worry about
don't
it.
Be a
I know
dickhead.
I screwed the bracket last time. The guy said
it
in chat.
Well, cool. That was pretty fun.
It's Ross. It is Ross. It is Ross. Oh, no, it isn't Ross. I knew that. Not Ross.
Eric,
not
you
all.
Are way off. Why don't you just stop until all the information comes in? You're just spouting out the first thing you see, like fucking Sleipnir. Or whatever his name was.
Sleipnir.
Sleipnir.
Shouldn't it say the email? No, I don't think it does.
Yeah, it has the email on there.
You're just
but without a pro subscription, we can't get it.
Right.
They hold it back because they're dickheads.
They're not dickheads.
Chalone.
Do we have any emails or voicemails?
So we're gonna build up our emails and voicemails for another week.
Another 6 weeks.
Good idea.
Do a show next week. Again, some of you are probably hoping this week that we would jump into the bullshit that's going on out there. Not even a chance.
Not
going
to do it.
I thought maybe they're going to break in here because they had a demonstration right outside.
We did have a big
it
demo.
Was patient. It was
you were
patient.
Ready, weren't
well,
you, Armand?
I took all my shit out of the office.
Yeah, he cleared out.
What?
Yeah.
That's why I called
house.
You. I called you to warn you.
Well, I was watching the security cameras anyway. So
what good does that do?
Well, at least I know when it's getting looted.
I wouldn't want to see it. That'd be kind of tough to watch, wouldn't it?
What, all my shit?
Taking all your shit? Yeah.
You know what? I do feel a kind of a ownership of almost everything in here because I'm responsible for putting almost everything everywhere.
Can you imagine they broke in here? Like...
No, that'd be a bummer.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed, dude. It was a lot of work. Start cutting my fucking cords and shit
I
like that.
I moved all my protein powder out, all my...
Yeah, he comes back in yesterday. He's got like two giant fucking kegs of powder.
I had
it's
my...
like he's getting ready to blow up a muscle fucking dam or something like that. I don't know. It's pretty good. All right, guys. I guess... You guys got anything else you want to
thank
say?
Thank you for playing.
You got any opinions you want to opine over there?
I thought you didn't want to talk about my opinions.
I don't mean about that.
How about that?
Anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, well, coronavirus is a big fraud.
You think that's over with?
Yeah, that's over with, I think.
Think this...
This supersedes...
What happens if all these protests, they just ends up everybody just explodes into a coronavirus ball?
I wouldn't bet on it.
What if it does? What are you going to do then? You going to eat your words?
I'll eat my words.
What do they taste like? Shit?
They taste great.
Peter!
They sound like shit coming out of your mouth. I bet they taste
like
it
chicken.
Tastes like Peter.
Oh, Ross was Cod God.
Good name.
That's not a good name. Should say the email. Who knows who you are? I smoke no brackets, but I did get some Spirit of the Road in. Nice.
Who was that?
Rebecca Vasquez.
Rebecca.
I mean, she listens to me and Ocho's other show, The Drive-By, because that's what we don't.
Yeah, I was wondering
what
she was alluding to.
We get the Spirit of the
do
Road in
you guys
in
still
us.
Do that show?
Yeah, he was in the other day. We didn't do a show. We did drive around and get the Spirit in us.
Have you done an Ocho Man show? Just
not in a while, man.
Yeah, I know.
Not in a while.
He's getting kind of lazy.
Dude, he's got old people living with him. He's trying not to get out and about. You know, it's a fucking hour drive to get to the office for him. You live here, so it's easy for you to say.
Armand's calling motherfuckers lazy. Get your ass to the office. He wakes up,
goes
there.
He really walks out in his fucking bath clothes. And
I got to piss, though.
All right,
walk
guys.
Out of my room. Scratch,
thanks for joining us for this completely unimportant show about bullshit.
Yes, it was.
Like every week,
totally
we're
inconsequential.
We're horrible, but we thank you for showing up with us.
Anybody got any ideas for next time? an actual paranormal, surreal, conspiratorial show.
I was telling Eric, though, I want to get away from doing any current events. I want to do shit that's the stupid stuff. You know, like
we used
to do.
What if coronavirus is a conspiracy?
It might be, but I don't want to talk about it. It's too fiery. You know what I mean? Everybody's got an opinion. I don't want to have fights.
Those are the best shows.
I disagree. I want to get back to doing stupid stuff like Georgia Guidestone or, God forbid, something like Flat Earth, something that's completely inane.
I tried to get the Flat Earth guy back on. Yeah,
not Flat Earth. Okay. Not Flat Earth. Like Flat Earth.
He said Flat Earth, though.
I said like Flat Earth.
Okay.
You get my point. Just the shit we used to do where it was like...
Well, nothing pisses you off anyway, unless we talk about Blagojevich.
That didn't really piss me off.
Fucking Blago.
What do you mean it didn't piss you off? I've never seen him like that.
You shut your mouth, goddamn foot doctor, piece of shit.
Yeah. You popped your distributor cap, man.
Yeah, well, I put it back on.
I've never seen him like that.
Didn't lose time at all. All right, guys, thanks for checking us out.
Were we going to do something about... Yeah, did we do a show about what pissed us off or what...
Yeah, we did.
It's really called
what? Yeah, we did that.
Okay. What ground your gears?
I don't know.
You know what
Blago.
Come on. Blagojevich.
I don't remember the show, man. We did 200 plus shows. I can't remember every one of them.
Police brutality, court system, stuff like that.
Did we do one that we like? Things that make us feel good?
Things that make you go,
no.
See, that wouldn't be a good show.
No.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Things that makes you feel good?
Yeah.
Like the rope in gym class?
Going around the world?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. People who know what it means know what it means.
Okay.
If you don't know what it means, you've been married too long.
You've been married too long. I don't know what it means either.
He don't know.
You're a virgin too.
He does.
I have no idea.
All right, guys. Once
yodeling
again,
in the gully.
Are you done, Armand? Thank you very much. Why don't you take us out today? Why don't you thank the people for showing up?
Yeah, thanks for playing this stupid, inane game.
thank you.
Take your goddamn t-shirt and go home.
Whoever you are.
Don't come back.
You're done.
No, do come back.
All right, guys. All right,
thanks for listening, everybody. Stay safe, because God only knows what's going to happen these days.
No shit, man. SurrealTalkPodcast.com.
We don't want to lose any listeners.
Keep your penis in your pants.
Email us at info@SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Leave your voicemails.
What are you even talking
about? Go to the website.
Be promiscuous. Be fruitful and multiply. The hell with that.
That's not a great idea.
Why? What's wrong with that? It's from
the Bible. That's what got us in this problem in the first place. Any which way. We'll catch you guys next week.
Bye, everybody.
Take it easy.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!